What has come between you and feeling at home in your body? How did you first come to learn that your body was a problem? These are some of the first questions we ask people who attend our workshops, retreats, online courses, and professional training. If you've picked up this audiobook, you've likely had a complicated relationship with your body, one that has led to years of body loathing and distrust, weighing and measuring, cycling through plan after restrictive plan, and feeling out of control and frustrated about your food and your body. You've likely tried a lot of different things along the way to feel in control. And the hustle created by this lifelong body project has left you feeling exhausted, angry, and unable to trust yourself. You may notice how your tolerance to food restriction and dietary restraint has diminished over time, that the plans you were once able to follow for months, even years, now last a couple of days if you're lucky. And any weight you may have lost on these plans has been regained plus more. You may feel at a loss for what to do next. You've tried so hard for so long and nothing seems to work. You may not believe us when we tell you that none of this is your fault. You are not broken. We promise there does not need to be a separate set of rules for you. But you may want to try something different instead of just trying harder. Curious? If what we've shared so far is resonating, this book may be exactly what you need to get out of the endless cycle of shame and body blame. The truth. Efforts to lose weight disconnect you from your body's wisdom. The $71 billion diet and weight industry thrives because nobody blames its plans when you can no longer sustain them. You blame yourself, and you believe you have no willpower, that you can't be trusted with food, and that you're addicted. So you return to these so-called experts to tell you what to do. Here's another truth. These are experts in ideologies and a failed weight loss paradigm. There is no evidence-based treatment for weight that leads to sustained weight loss. In a meta-analysis of 29 studies on structured weight loss programs conducted in the United States, found that participants regained 77% of their initial weight loss on average after 5 years. No program has ever demonstrated long-term maintenance of weight loss for any but a small minority. We've basically been duped. We've been socialized and indoctrinated into oppressive and mechanistic ways of thinking about the body before we are old enough to consent. Most people who have worked with us acknowledge that they learned something was wrong with their body before the age of 10, and many much earlier. As we age, we spend more time thinking about the body than being in the body. We believe that the body must be tightly controlled, that thin equals healthy, that one meal or day of eating has the power to heal or kill us, and that all we have to do is get this calories in versus out equation right. It is an oppressive, inauthentic, and unsustainable way to occupy and care for a body. The act of reclaiming body trust is both personal and political. We struggle as a society to understand the role discrimination, stigma, and oppression have played in the emotional and physical well-being of people with marginalized identities. We fail to see how our conversations about well-being have often bypassed the social determinants of health, poverty, trauma, environmental racism, genetics, etc. We over-rely on personal responsibility and bootstrapping rhetoric. For example, if you get sick, it's because you aren't living a healthy lifestyle. We reinforce a hierarchy of bodies that is upheld across systems and institutions without questioning the validity of our knowing. An individual's worthiness is born from this, as well as the coping mechanisms that allow people to survive in a culture that doesn't truly value them. This book is about where and why that coping began, how it evolved, and how we begin to feel more free. We are a therapist-dietitian team who co-founded the Center for Body Trust to help people heal from the effects of living in a weight and health-obsessed world. We started our work together more than 17 years ago, after witnessing the harm caused by nutrition ideologies, toxic fitness culture, and the traditional weight loss paradigm.